Welcome to the T3 Podcast. I'm Kevin Carroll, Executive Director of Tech San Diego. And with me, as always, is our Talent Director, Christy Kiyogi. Christy?
Hi, everyone. Great to be here at this Talking Tech Talent with our friends over at Tandem Diabetes Care.
For those of you who may be first-time listeners, Christy mostly resides on the regional campuses, and she gets to direct people to all these great companies in San Diego. And that's my cue to introduce another great company. So today we're really have a really interesting company. We have Tandem Diabetes, a great anchor company here in the region, really puts a spotlight on a lot of the medical device companies that are here as well. And we have dual Tandem, so I guess it's appropriate that we have dual representatives from Tandem. We have Rebecca Brown and Matt Locke. Say hello.
Hi, everyone.
So again, we have Rebecca and Matt with us with Tandem. Right before we get into Tandem, Rebecca and Matt, and the order really doesn't matter, tell us what you do and what's your title and what's your portfolio.
So I'm Rebecca Brown. I'm the manager of talent operations here at Tandem. My role and my team focus on recruiting technologies, process, projects related to recruiting initiatives. I also oversee talent branding and talent partnerships. I've been at Tandem. It'll be 8 years this year, which is crazy to think. It feels like it's gone by in the blink of an eye. And yeah, I very much enjoy working at Tandem. I think the culture, the people, the purpose of the company is really what keeps me here and brought me to Tandem.
Fantastic. Matt, how about you?
Yeah, I'm Matt Locke. I'm manager for talent acquisition here at Tandem. So my role and my team is to really focus on hiring all of the incredible people that we bring into various roles and teams across Tandem's organization. My team covers a really wide range of business units that we partner with. Relative to Rebecca, I'm kind of the more rookie of the team. So I've been with Tandem for about 16 months now. And just to echo what she said, it's just super exciting to be in a truly mission-driven organization and be surrounded by just extremely talented, hardworking people that are really focused on accomplishing the mission that Tandem has day in and day out to improve the lives of people with type 1 diabetes.
Rebecca, Matt touched on it a little bit, but why don't you give us kind of a little fuller explanation? What does Tandem Diabetes go? And then I'm really interested to really get into your talent acquisition messaging. It's great that you're both from the talent acquisition shop. And so, you know, that's really what a lot of this podcast is about. And so, Rebecca, tell us a little bit about Tandem.
Yeah, so Tandem, we are a global insulin delivery and diabetes technology company. People know us for our insulin pump, but we're made a lot more than that. And we do serve, I believe, over 420,000 customers worldwide. And for us, our focus is really about building a positively different experience by helping to create better outcomes for people impacted by diabetes and their healthcare providers. So it's really focused on the technology and innovation to improve the people of living with type 1.
So, you know, we're all fighting for talent, right? And I know there's been, you know, news about some of the big reduction of forces by some of the large companies. And there are indications that the frenetic pace of hiring is slowing down a little bit, but that doesn't mean that companies aren't hiring, right? They're just slowing down a little bit on the pace. And, you know, it strikes me, and we've had some companies, some other companies that are able to do this, but is the fact in your Rebecca that you're, you know, and Matt talked about it too, kind of a mission-based company. I mean, you guys are saving lives, right? Does that help you when you talk to talent about where they want to work? Do you think that gives you a little bit of an advantage in the marketplace?
Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely think our purpose and why we exist, very much, is a really great competitive advantage. And I think a really great retention piece. I think that the fact that we're helping people and it's not out of sight, out of mind, it's coworkers, it's friends, it's family. So I think that personal connection to the product, really makes what we do very, very special.
Well, we all know someone that has probably diabetes. Like you said, it could be a friend or a family. What does, if you look at your, you know, your talent acquisition portfolio, and I know there's ebbs and flows in hiring, but you know, what does typically, what is your kind of your hiring profile look like? I mean, do you typically add, you know, hundreds, thousands? Is it seasonal? Is it most of it in San Diego? Tell us a little bit about what does hiring look like at Tandem?
Yeah, I can definitely speak to this, and Matt, if you want to add to it. I think at Tandem, I mean, I think any company goes through its ebbs and flows. During my 8 years here at Tandem, I'd say 90% of that has been go, 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 high growth. But again, every company goes through those ebbs and flows. So I think at the times that we don't have as much growth, we're definitely being proactive and building pipelines and making sure that we're out in the community and bringing that brand awareness. I think that, you know, hiring right now is a little more flexible considering the remote work aspect. So we are hiring across the United States, depending on the type of position. We also have our Tandem Canada. So we have our Canada team. We just acquired a company in Switzerland. So that's exciting as well. So Matt, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would echo a lot of what Rebecca said. You know, I think for us, with such a wide range of business functions and business teams, growth happens at different scales and different speeds throughout the course of the year, right? I think we try to be really mindful of our strategic partnership as a TA team, working with those business teams to understand not just their current needs, but how are they planning for the future, right? I think one of the benefits that I see in Tandem is that we have a great emphasis on building sustainable growth, right? And our executive leadership and really everybody talks a lot about, hey, we need to be here for the long haul for our customers, right? We need to ensure the health and viability of the business from a long-term perspective as well to continue to serve the people who use our products, whose lives are being improved day in and day out by the things that we produce. So yeah, you know, I mean, it definitely fluctuates throughout the course of the year, but the focus for us is how do we balance the existing needs of the business that we have right now in front of us, while also building pipelines, putting the work in to build that recognition so that we're ready to continue to grow as that scale moves and speed increases.
I want to get to, and I know Christy's probably chomping at the bit, going to ask about, you know, if you hire new talent in university, but right before we get there, how do you think, you know, again, I think some talent acquisition people, you turn into marketers, right? You're marketing Tandem to talent. And so what are the things you tell talent that might be a little bit unique about Tandem? And I'm not talking about the startup, we have a foosball table, but what is it? Is it culturally? Is it, how do you kind of pitch yourselves to new talent that, you know, you really need to select Tandem? It could be a foosball table, by the way, who knows?
Or a popcorn machine.
No, I was just thinking about how you kind of market yourself to talent, right? You talked about a little bit about the mission base, and I know that's one piece of the pie, but because talent is interviewing you too, right? It's not just, oh, you know, it goes both ways. And when they're selecting you, what do you tell them to pitch them on Tandem? And you know, you talked about sustainability. I think that's it, right? No one wants to work for a company that's going to have massive reduction of forces every year, right? So, you know, that consistency may be a pitch. It may be it's a fun place to work. It may be, you know, diversity and inclusion. But what are some of the things you talk about to position Tandem with talent?
Yeah, I think another really key thing is the sense of innovation that Tandem holds, right? We're not an organization that is satisfied solely by the things that we've built to this point, right? I think we're filled with teams that want to push that sense of innovation forward. What can we do next? What's the next big thing that we can do to make the lives of our customers even better than what they're getting right now from the products that we've built to this point? So I think pitching that sense of, you're stepping into an organization and stepping into a team that isn't going to be satisfied with the status quo, right? And is going to actively encourage you to push the people around you to continue thinking about new solutions and how to move that needle forward. I think that is something that's really attractive for a lot of candidates because they want that opportunity to feel like they're pushing the health and success of the organization and the end users forward.
That's so great to hear because I work with our university talent, and they're in their classrooms with the professors, world-class, you know, faculty learning the latest and the greatest. They're innovative, they're creative, they're forward-thinking. So what you all do at Tandem, this is great because it aligns, you know, with, you know, the motivation and eagerness of our new talent coming in and wanting to contribute, especially to a mission-based company like Tandem. So it's great to hear this and being able to know that our students, our next generation of tech talent can come in and contribute already to the health and success of your organization. And talking about that, with opportunities for our new talent, anything like with internships or opportunities to network and connect with those in your company?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely have a very variety of partnerships in the San Diego area. Definitely partnering with Tech San Diego, as well as some other local organizations to get in front of students, whether it be career fairs or panels or workshops. So we definitely try to be involved in those types of events. We also do have a very wonderful internship program. This is typically during the summer. It's historically been very successful. I think this takes us back to about 2013, 2014, and just year over year, it's really strengthened. It's a really valuable experience for interns. We make it a very holistic, positive experience because not only do they get to interact day to day with software engineers and work alongside them on projects that are very significant to Tandem, but we also have a program that allows them to get more exposure to leadership and to different workshops that they can learn more about themselves. We've also had great success of interns continuing on in the year, as well as even converting to full-time employees. So that's been a really great pipeline for Tandem as well.
I work, you know, with the students and they give me their resumes and they ask me, what do employers look for and how can I make sure I stand out? What are some tips or some, you know, hints that you can share with our students so that their resumes stand out, or when you do meet them on campus, when you're at a panel or a coffee hour, what's some, you know, insight that you can share with students, what they need to have on their resume, or even in their 30-second pitch when they talk to you at networking events?
I could take that one first. I think one of the biggest things for me is I always encourage people to be confident in being the owner of their own story. Right? Be ready to speak to the knowledge and experience that you have. And especially coming out of school, I think it's important to understand that you want to be able to speak to things beyond just the classes that you've taken, right? What are all those other layers that go into making you the right match for the job, right? What are the experiences, those other programs you've been a part of? Maybe you did another internship. What kinds of projects? Right, but really being able to be the one that can tell that story of how all those things work together to lead you to being successful in the role that you're going after is really, really key. Right, I think you never want to rely just on what you can put down on paper or what I can read on paper. Right, you really want to be able to speak to the why behind those things. How does the classwork factor in? How does any internship or work experience you have put in? But it all rolls up into you're going to connect those dots for the recruiter, the hiring manager that you get in front of why you can step into that role and be successful and help the team achieve its objectives.
So I'm hearing definitely our students need to be very specific, right, on what they're learning, but not just what they're learning, but how they're going to contribute, what they're excited about, why are they passionate about going into this field and being able to not just tell the story, but really own it with their agency, being able to be involved on campus, getting active in the field, going to all those workshops and panels that you all talk about. And so it's really nice to hear that insight because our students, they are really, you know, excited to contribute to the field. They want to be part of something big. And it's really nice that, you know, Tandem can provide those opportunities.
Yeah. And I think the focus, you know, the focus on innovation is important too, right? Everyone wants to work on innovative projects. Is the type of jobs that Tandem has, it looks like, and correct me if I'm wrong, like they would span, I'm not sure if you're doing, you know, light manufacturing here, but it looks like it would be, you know, software development and you're collecting a lot of data. So data science, is it a broad, pretty broad range of jobs that you guys hire for?
Really diverse. Yeah. I mean, really encompassing everything from, yeah, you've got some manufacturing related roles, you've got hardware and software engineering, you've got technical and sales support, field sales, you know, you've got kind of marketing, business, finance, accounting related positions that come open. So there really are a whole array of different touch points across the organization that are all going to grow and add roles and opportunities to different degrees, right? So some of it depends on the business function, how much growth there is there on a consistent basis. But that's the exciting thing is, you know, we're not just like a, you know, like a SaaS company that's only hiring software engineers or something like that, right? Our product is so unique in that it encompasses so many different pieces to get to that end goal of delivering it to market, that that creates a substantial amount of opportunity across a bunch of different areas that that people can find that match for what they're really looking for in a career.
You know, one of the things, and Rebecca, you've been there 8 years, so you may have seen this and may be able to talk to it. Once people get the job, right, they want to see, you know, how they could progress in their career, right? I'm sure you've hired people 8 years ago that now you hired them junior and now may be a little bit more senior. How do you develop your own internal workforce? Are there internal training programs? How does that work at Tandem? That's also something people want to see is, you know, if I get hired, Rebecca brings me on as a position, will there be a chance to get promoted and learn and do other things?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can personally speak to that growth. I started my career as a coordinator and now I'm in a manager position. So absolutely, we have a wonderful L&D department and they have very specific trainings for individual contributors.
I'm sorry, you said L&D? Is that, I know that's an acronym. We may have some people, especially in Christy's students, that may not know what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. Our learning and development team within HR. So they put together very structured programs for individual contributors. So people that do not have direct reports or those that do have direct reports and even the director level and above. And these programs are extremely helpful, especially for those that are going into a leadership position that don't have prior experience. It really prepares you to have the right tools and strategies and just feeling prepared and set up for success. So we do have those formal programs. There's also self-driven online learning that we have access to. So a training library, if that's more of a self-led type of training that's also available.
Well, that certainly sounds like an opportunity. Christy and I are going to shift gears a little bit. So you're in tech, you're in you're headquartered in San Diego, which is, of course, technology's perfect climate. And a lot of our listeners from our podcast may find this podcast sitting in Minneapolis or Chicago or any of these other areas kind of Googling San Diego. And so we're going to ask you a little bit about San Diego. First, why do you think people want to come to San Diego? What do you see or what do you hear from talent? Is it tough for you to sell San Diego? I know it's kind of a loaded question. I would like to think you don't have to sell too much on San Diego, but what do you tell talent about San Diego?
San Diego is beautiful. It's a beautiful place to be. it's a very special place. I think San Diego, it's a very diverse city. And I think it's really a cool thing when you're so close to the beach and the water and the mountains and there's something for everyone. We have somebody on our team that is part of a drone racing group and an archery group. So you can really find just so many unique things in the city. And you can't beat the beach and you can't beat the weather.
Do you have a name for the people? A lot of our companies, they call themselves, you know, and I was trying to think, what would you call someone that works at Tandem? Is there the Tandemites or what do you is there a name for them?
I'm not sure, Matt. Have we gotten to that point yet?
I don't think so, actually.
I think we're gonna need some grant funds to figure out what we're gonna call as Tandem gets larger, what we call employees that work at Tandem Diabetes. So I'll put you guys to work on figuring that out. One of the things that's important too is increasingly important is diversity and inclusion. I'm going to assume because I've read stuff, I know for a fact that that's an important at Tandem. But tell me a little bit about what that looks like and what, you know, a new hire may expect in terms of diversity and inclusion.
Absolutely. So DE&I, I think, is something that's definitely been important to Tandem since the beginning, but it's been in the recent year or so that we've had some official programs in place and someone that's dedicated to DE&I at Tandem. So right now we're in a really exciting point where we're setting some foundational strategies in place to set up for success. Something that's been really exciting is our establishment of ERGs, which are employee resource groups. So these have been really, really great just to bring employees together that are passionate about certain things. For example, we have Parents at Tandem. We also have Tea Pride, Tea Green. So there's really amazing groups that are being created to create space for people with those similar passions.
I'm really excited that one of your engineers is going to be on our with our Society of Women Engineers panel that's happening in a couple of weeks. So it's really great to be involved in that diversity inclusion activity we're having with Tech San Diego and speak to our women in engineering with one of your engineers. So thank you for having your practitioner involved.
Absolutely.
I think that goes to how involved Tandem is in the community, right? So I do appreciate, first, thank you. Anyone who hires new talent at the university is a friend of Tech San Diego's. As you know, it's a major initiative of ours is to try to retain the talent in the region after they graduate. So thank you for the work you do in that, both in hiring them and making some of your engineering talent available to encourage the students.
One thing to add, in terms of DE&I initiatives and things like that, I think the other thing for us that's really crucial is we have a very strong commitment to continuing to learn in that space. I think our teams do an incredible job of soliciting feedback from all of our other team members on an ongoing basis in an effort to understand what are they looking for more of from Tandem, right? What matters for them? What are the areas that they would love to see us increase support or awareness around, provide new opportunities around? So I think anytime you're talking about that space, continuing that commitment to learn and grow in that area is a big portion of how you're going to end up being successful and really create an authentic experience in that realm for the team members that you have. And that's something that I've been really excited to see because I think it's still a relatively new area for us, but just our ongoing commitment to learn in that space and utilize the feedback directly from our teams to drive where we go next there has been really amazing.
You know, it's interesting because one of the things we always ask, and maybe it's a sign of the changing times that I didn't ask it right at the beginning. So it's going to seem like I'm backtracking a little bit, but talking about the remote work and hybrid and where does Tandem sit in that? I imagine it's like most companies, there might be an option, it might not. But tell me, what's kind of the Tandem policy, which is, I'm sure, evolving rapidly. But what's Tandem policy on remote work and work from home and hybrid workplace?
Yeah, I can tackle that one first. So it's something where we have a variety of models in place. So some of our work, just the nature of the work necessitates that people are on site and in office. So we have roles that look like that. We have other roles that are hybrid combination where they're spending a couple days in an office and then working from home. And then we have other ones that are completely fully remote. And I think what you've seen, especially over the last several years, is we've grown in terms of the amount of flexibility that we look at from a hiring and working environment standpoint. I think there's absolutely that recognition that as we've increased flexibility in that area, it's opened us up to wider, deeper talent pools for the positions that we're looking for, right? And especially in the pursuit of creating equity of opportunity when we open up these roles, having that flexibility where we can has really opened those doors and ensured that it allows us to have the roles be more visible, be more accessible. And the benefit for our teams is that we're able to truly then hire the best possible person for the role, right? And really have that be the driving focus. So you see a tremendous amount of flexibility, but across Tandem, again, you'll see all different models, everything from 100% on-site to 100% remote, just depending on the role and what the needs of the business are and how they balance out.
Okay. So, Christy, we've covered what Tandem is, what they hire, why is it a cool place, technology's perfect climate. What have we missed?
I think we missed, like, what's their favorite eatery? So then we could know, you know, tell our students where to hang out and see.
Well, I would say, where do the tandem nights, I can't figure out one. Where do the people who work at Tandem in the headquarters, what's the favorite place to eat?
We got a couple of recommendations. So we did get some feedback from our team, and some of the restaurants that came up were Juniper and Ivy and Ironside, mm-hmm. Oscar's Seafood Mexican Restaurant, and mm-hmm. Cardiff Craft from Seaside Market. So those seem to be a big hit.
Well, that may be an indication of how well you're treating your staff if they go to those places. Those are all three very, very, very nice places to eat. Rebecca, Matt, is there anything that we didn't ask you that maybe you hope we may have asked or that we left out about Tandem? It sounds from what Christy and I have heard that it's an exciting place to work, and it looks like you have a lot of very positive benefits to put in front of talent. But what have we missed anything?
I do want to highlight just our benefits for employees. And I think our benefits team does a wonderful job of listening to employees and what we want, and also keeping an eye on the job market. As we kind of evolved over the years, we now have a 401k match, which was really exciting. We also have a fertility program now and pet insurance, and mental health has been very important. So we also have enhanced our EAP services. So just wanted to say that I think that Tandem does a great job of listening to what employees are looking for and keeping us healthy, mind and body, and keeping us in a place where we can be successful.
So great to hear, especially to share that with our new talent that's, you know, transitioning from college to career, and the importance of understanding the total compensation package, especially with, hey, the pet insurance. That's awesome.
Yeah. Christy and I were both guests at the Tech San Diego HR Roundtable this morning, and one of the things they were talking about is the lack of recognition of benefits, especially for new talent, about, mm-hmm. you know, some people are only looking at their base compensation, and some of the companies, their benefits packages are so incredible that sometimes, again, I think this is a prejudice towards new talent, don't always look at that. So those students that are listening or people that are entering the workforce, take a really close look at the benefits. Some of the benefits that Tandem offers, not every company offers them, and they should be treated, you know, just like cash compensation. So I think that's a really good point, Rebecca, that you bring up, that you guys have the good benefits. And that's a way with mid-sized companies that really can compete with some of the larger companies is looking at some unique benefits. I do like the pet insurance. I have a very old dachshund, so I can have appreciation for the insurance. Matt, anything from your side before we end this T3 session?
You know, I think the biggest thing for me is one of the most attractive things about Tandem is the fact that you don't have to choose between being able to work on something that you're excited about working on and passionate about, or feeling like you're contributing to like a positive impact on society, right? One of the biggest benefits for Tandem is that there's the ability to do both, right? Like you can do the individual work that you went to school for, that you're truly excited about, truly passionate about. But at the end of the day, you can do that in an organization that is also impacting society in a tremendously positive way. You know, I think that was a huge thing for me when I came to Tandem. Sorry, my dogs are in the background if you can hear that. But, you know, I had been a middle school special education teacher in the past. I had spent time in fintech, and I really wanted to leverage the recruiting experience that I had put together over the last, you know, 7-8 years. But I wanted to do it in a place that got me back to making that positive impact at the end of the day. And that was a huge driver for me coming to Tandem. So anybody who wants and really desires that blend of exciting work that fits what they are passionate about, but you walk away feeling like you're creating that positive impact for more than just you, Tandem really is a great home for that.
More important, Matt, do you take advantage of the pet insurance?
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and close down this session of T3. We will have in the liner notes where to go for Tandem careers. I imagine, Rebecca and Matt, that's just Google your Tandem diabetes and you have a career site on your main webpage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you'll see different pages that will take you to the career side. You can learn more about our values and just us as a company. But yeah, everything's driven off of that main tandemdiabetes.com site.
We're all set. Now, next time I talk to you guys, I want a name for people. I'm so far Tandem Knights is the top selection. So come up with a name for people who work at Tandem. And when we talk to you again, you'll tell me what that is. So thank you, Matt and Rebecca. And as always, thank you, Christy. Keep those students here in San Diego. We want to keep all of them here. So thank you. And we'll see you at the next T3 podcast. This is Kevin Carroll, Tech San Diego, signing off. Thanks.
Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community, fostering growth and business acceleration through collaborations between industry, education, and government. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry, including cybersecurity, big data, robotics, SaaS, biotech, healthcare, Internet of Things, defense, telecom, and more. Learn more about us at www.techsandiego.org. Tandem Diabetes Care is a global insulin delivery and diabetes technology based in San Diego, California, and creates new possibilities for people living with diabetes, their loved ones, and healthcare providers through a positively different experience. The company's human-centered approach to design, development, and support delivers innovative products and services for people who use insulin. Major thanks to Rebecca Brown and Matt Locke at Tandem Diabetes for joining us to talk about their company culture. Visit tandemdiabetes.com/about-us/careers to apply for a job today. Producers for T3 Talking Tech Talent are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva. T3 Talking Tech Talent is recorded remotely and edited by Hypable Impact. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure to like, follow, and share.